Not a bad summer break for a 15-year-old, right? Katie Ledecky of Bethesda, the youngest swimmer on the U.S. team, taking gold in the 800-meter freestyle. She became the second youngest American woman to win an individual gold, nearly breaking the world record to win the gold in the 800 freestyle. And Katie is with us now, the toast of Washington here in the studio.
You've just got to tell us what all this is like. We know it's a whirlwind for you. We know you've been getting all kinds of attention. But, I mean, just put us inside your head. You're a 15-year-old. Who now has to be on the biggest of stages. I mean, what's going through your head right now?
It's a little different, but I've really enjoyed these last few days, and I've been able to share this moment with my family and friends, which has meant a lot.
Let's talk about the race itself, the race you won. You almost set the world record, as we mentioned. You lowered the American record. Has that part of it sunk in? What was the key to that particular race?
No, none of this has really sunk in completely yet. I think it'll take about a year probably. But I think the key to that race was just the confidence and being ready for that race and diving in knowing that I had put in all the training and was ready to go.
Well, you know, it's funny because we keep hearing the phrase that you seemingly came out of nowhere, and I'm sure that your friends and family would disagree with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, everybody around here, I think, has known me for a while. I've been swimming since I was six for my summer league team, and I guess nationally I've just come onto the scene.
Yeah.
When you train, though, we understand you train with the boys because, probably the girls aren't giving you quite the competition to swim at this level.
Everyone gives me competition. I have a great training group with some of the best distance boys in the country for 15, 16-year-olds. And it's great. It's great to have them around, and we push each other, and we've risen and keep dropping time.
So what do you do from here? I mean, where do you go? Because you have a lot of important decisions to make. You've made a national name for yourself. People know who you are. You could do endorsements if you want, but that brings in the whole question whether you could actually play in or swim in college as a result. So have you been thinking about that at all?
No, I'm not looking for any endorsements. I just want to be a normal kid, normal teenager going to high school. And
way too late for that.
I just want to continue doing what I've been doing. I've really enjoyed it, and the success has come, but I just want to keep grinding away and working harder and seeing how far I can push it.
Okay, well, how far can you push it? Will you go farther, like the 1500? We hear you're pretty good at that distance.
Yeah, the 1500 isn't in the Olympics right now. It might be in 2016. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But I'm also good in the 400 and the 200, so I'll just keep working on those, maybe throw in a few other strokes too.
I want to ask you about your performance, your nearly record-breaking performance, and unfortunately in this day and age, the first thing people do is, oh, well, she must be cheating. She's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it like to do something so good that you're so proud of and then to have people point the finger at you? And then how do you even respond to that? Because you can't really say, oh, well, I didn't do it. What else can you do?
I mean, all these comments about that is just ridiculous. I mean, anybody you'll ask, it will just tell you it's just ridiculous. And I'm the last person that would ever want to cheat or would cheat. And I'm just ignoring it all and enjoying the moment. I don't want to let it detract from anything I've done.
Well, talk about what you do here in the next few weeks. So here you are. You're going to get all this attention now and for the next couple as the Olympic glow moves on. But you got to go back to school in the fall and get back into the swing of things. Mm-hmm. How do you kick back and kind of view the moment from the distance?
Yeah, I have to get ready for school right now. And my brother's heading off to college this fall. So we have a lot to do in the next few weeks, but we're trying to enjoy the moment, relax, kick back, and just enjoy the rest of the summer.
You said about a year for all this to sink in, which probably seems a conservative estimate because you just have had so much going on.
Exactly.
Where do you go from here? And what has been, I guess, the neatest part of this whole experience? Is there any interview that jumps out, meeting anyone that jumps out?
I think just being on the team with these great athletes and 2012 was such a special year for the swim team. It was Michael Phelps' last meet, and I guess just being there on that level with those great athletes, and it's something I'll always remember.
Katie, it's been a pleasure meeting you. You are the toast of Washington right now.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Enjoy this moment.
Thanks.
And congratulations. And that gold medal looks pretty good.
Yeah. Thanks.
Katie Ledecky, Bethesda's own Olympic gold medalist here on WTOP.